This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure it's undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their chain locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering the Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. And a big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org. Well, before we get going, I want to tell y'all, make sure that you go to our new website at goodmorningliberty.us. You can find some great articles written by us and by other fine writers in the Liberty sphere. And of course, as always, you can find our daily podcast. We record every day of the week when we want to. The podcast is called Good Morning Liberty. So you can find that on your favorite podcast app. And make sure you leave us a rating and review. The algorithms, those tyrannical algorithms over at the big tech companies, they really do care if people leave ratings and reviews. So I know it's annoying, but it's good to do it. Charlie wants to say something.
Joining as a guest, as always, Mr. Nathaniel Paul Thurston. Thanks for guest starring.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
the show. You even guest star your own episodes.
I appreciate the opportunity.
On this channel.
Yeah. Well, you got to take days off every once in a while.
And I do.
So you just have me come in and do a lesser job filling in your absence.
Of course.
Yeah. So thanks for being here, everyone. We're hanging out with the Fed Haters Club right now. You can go to joingml.com and join the Fed Haters Club for only $6 a month. That's the minimal liberty payment that you can make. You can do more if you want to. And you can hang out with us live every single day of the week when we want to.
Or don't.
Or don't do it. And you can hang out with us before the show and we'll just, we've been talking now for almost 20 minutes about.
No, I meant like don't even sign up.
You don't want them to do it?
No.
We're still doing this right now.
Yeah, well, they can sign up or not.
Or
I'm
not.
I'm saying I don't care.
It's a free country.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's not like we're going to lobby Congress to write a law that says that they have to sign up
exactly.
for it or anything.
Yeah, because we believe in what we say.
We should, though, because then we wouldn't have to put any effort into it afterwards. You know, you just got to do it by law.
Yeah.
So that'd be good. Anyway, go to Join Gmail or don't to do that. Hit subscribe or follow, unless you're already following, because if you hit it, then you'd be unfollowing us. Or you could do that if you want to unfollow. That's fine, too.
Yeah, actually unfollow.
It's Monday morning in some places in the United States, not in Nashville right now where we are, but it's currently Monday. Hope everyone had a great weekend. I wanted to do a little.
I had a great weekend, but I'm not. I refuse to tell personal stories on
this
show.
You're not going to tell a single personal story.
Nope.
You shouldn't do that.
No more.
People hate personal stories.
But I had a great weekend.
Good. What'd you do?
No, that's it.
Oh, okay.
It's great.
All right. I had a good weekend too. Watch the Cowboys game. They beat up on yet another terrible team. Our quest to beat all of the terrible teams in the NFL is almost complete.
Blow them away.
So, yeah, just completely destroy them. I started to feel bad, kind of, you know. So that was fun. So I wore my Cowboys gear.
Until Cooper Rush threw that interception.
God, that was terrible. Why did we ever like Cooper Rush?
He just watched Dak do that in the first quarter.
I know. He should have learned.
Dak did the same thing.
You don't want to throw it to the other team. That's bad.
And even though we did win well, it should have been more.
Yes, it should have.
We should have had like a Miami Dolphins score.
Hey, we're about to have a new website coming out, by the way, goodmorningliberty.us. Don't go to that website right now because it sucks. I don't know who made that website. But you're going to want to see this website as soon as it gets finished. And we're going to be focusing heavily on the article section. So if you write things and it's not good enough to get published anywhere else, send it over to Nate at goodmorningliberty.us and we'll publish it on our website.
Potentially.
Yeah. If it's not good enough to get published by us, too, I recommend you quit. You should stop writing things.
Yeah, writing is probably not.
Yeah, you don't want to do that anymore. Yeah.
You probably don't write good.
So
you can't get published by us.
I wanted to talk about conspiracy theories, Charlie. Do you like conspiracy theories?
You are a conspiracy theorist. Well,
I am. Yeah.
You flat earther.
Now, we've already...
Is this about the flat earth?
No, it's not. Not that. No. We're going to cover that some other time.
Does Antarctica have a dome over
us? I don't understand what the theory is on the flat earth thing.
Chinese balloons.
It's like a disc.
Top of the dome.
We live on a disc. Is there space or is there not space? In the flat earth theory.
You're the conspiracy theorist. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't pay attention to those things.
Oh.
Those are too crazy for me. Mm. But I did pay attention to one way back when... Like over a year ago now, the Nord Stream pipeline was sabotaged. It was bombed. And I wanted to go through a short little timeline of events because after this happened, of course, we've got the Russia-Ukraine war going on. And immediately afterwards, Ukraine is blaming Russia. The media starts blaming Russia immediately. And we took the more conspiracy theory line that... It didn't make much sense that it was Russia that did it. And everyone's kind of backed off of that now. It's been months now that we've got a write-up from the New York Times saying that the CIA had advanced knowledge, and they say that it was actually Ukraine. And then we got another Washington Post exclusive over the weekend. That's when you should always release very important information is over the weekend, saying that they named names on who the Ukrainian official was that actually took place in doing this. And I just remember when... It was so obvious that it wasn't Ukraine because they would never do anything bad. You know, they don't do bad things.
No,
they care about democracy.
It's obviously Israel.
That's definitely who it was.
Yeah, it says IDF written all over it.
Here's just a.
In fact, I bet they submerged Palestinian children.
Oh yeah.
And strapped them to the pipeline before they blew it up.
Only Palestinian children.
Yeah,
that's it. Here's one like from September 2022 when this took place. Nord Stream. Ukraine accuses Russia. Of the pipeline terror attack. Now, these are the people that we're supporting with billions and billions of our dollars, of taxpayers' dollars.
That we've already given to them.
The whole world rallying behind this country to try and save them from being taken over by Russia to save democracy or whatever the line is. And Ukraine is accusing their foe, Russia, of this pipeline terror attack. And you see, Ukraine has accused Russia of causing leaks in two major gas pipelines to Europe in what is described as a terrorist attack. Ukrainian presidential advisor Mykhailo Podolyak said the damage to Nord Stream 1 and 2 was an act of aggression towards Europe.
So I wonder why he would say that.
He added that Russia wanted to cause pre-winter panic and urged the EU to increase military support of Ukraine. Seismologists reported underwater blasts before the leaks emerged. So right after this happened, Ukraine's answer is that people should give Ukraine more money afterwards. Read this one here.
Send military.
Something I got to fix if you want to read that.
Gas leak from the Nord Stream 1 is nothing more than a terrorist attack planned by Russia in an act of aggression towards the EU. Russia wants to destabilize the economic situation in Europe and cause pre-winter panic. That's what he tweeted in English. He also called for European partners, particularly Germany, to increase military support for Ukraine. The best response, according to him,
yes,
the best response and security investment are tanks for Ukraine.
There you go.
Not only.
Well, that's how you protect gas pipelines, first off.
Should you support more tanks. Us? We know exactly what you need to do, especially German ones, he said. Send the Nazi ones for our Nazis.
By the way, after this pipeline that's supplying, this pipeline's going to Germany. right? Like this is how millions of people are getting their natural gas, and this pipeline is going to Germany. And Ukraine's answer is that Germany should send Ukraine a bunch of tanks. You know, that's the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go through tanks. A little bit more. Nazi tanks. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Man, daylight savings time just happened.
It did.
I got to tell you, I hate it.
The reason
I hate it is because it gets dark, and darkness leads to being sad.
It can. It really can.
And
we're coming up on the holidays, too, and that's the time of the year that people get really sad as well. You know, you're dealing with your families and stuff like that. A lot of scheduling things that happen. I get super stressed out about all the scheduling. So do you have issues with that? I don't know.
Then it doesn't last long enough.
Yeah.
Because, like, the holidays can be really fun. But to me, it's really about the sun.
That's really what it is.
It gets dark, mm-hmm. and then I get dark.
But you know, doing therapy, by the way, could be kind of a bright spot, Charlie. I know that you do some therapy with your BetterHelp guy every now and then, and that can kind of be a little ray of sunshine.
It's actually amazing.
You're missing that. Yeah,
yeah. I love BetterHelp. It's one of my favorite things to look forward to through the week.
Has it actually helped?
Yeah, a lot.
I know.
I mean, as one of my friends, you know what's happened this past year. So
I've done therapy too, by the way. Not with BetterHelp, but I've done therapy and it helps. So I mean, I know some people are reluctant to do that, and maybe it could be tough to talk about things, but trust me, you're not going to regret it. You'll be happy that you did it. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML.
Nord Stream report puts Russian Navy ships near the pipeline blast site. So now we're getting some evidence here, you know, and that this is from the BBC, by the way. Russian ships able to perform underwater operations were present near to where explosions later took place on the Nord Stream pipelines, according to an investigative documentary. The vessels were reportedly located using intercepted Russian Navy communications. Underwater explosions last September knocked the two Nord Stream pipelines, built to carry gas from Russia to Europe, out of action. Look at that. The vessels were located using intercepted Russian Navy communications. And they finally found some Russian, they probably found some Russian guy's passport near the explosion, you know, so they knew that that's who it was that did it.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. The U.S. is suggesting that Russia could be behind the Nord Stream gas leaks.
Hmm.
Right. So there's yet another headline right there. U.S. said it seems Russia is to blame for this week's leaks in the Nord Stream gas pipelines. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm told the BBC an investigation was being carried out into the cause of what she called an act of sabotage, adding that it is highly unlikely that these incidents are a coincidence. Incidents are coincidence.
Mm.
No evidence about how the leaks happened has been made public. Russia has dismissed suggestions that it was to blame. It said claims that it damaged the pipelines were stupid and absurd, which they are correct about. The assertions that Russia blew up their own pipeline where they make their own money off of the gas that they're selling to Europe.
With their own gas.
From their own gas. It was always really stupid.
Yeah.
That it was them that blew up their own pipeline. They could just turn it off. Like, if they wanted to do so, they could. There's probably a guy with a lever. You know, they could do
it's
it.
One of those like valves,
like way easier than this covert military operation to blow up the pipeline.
It might be hard to turn those valves. You know,
could be maybe though they were on strike at the moment. Yeah. You know, who knows? Okay, now this is when conspiracy theories start to pop up. You know, people are starting to say that maybe it wasn't Russia, maybe it was the U.S., maybe it was Ukraine that did this. So yours truly, us truly, even said stuff like that. Here's one of the reasons that people were saying this weird quote from Biden. like a month before it happened. Not a month before it happened. This is earlier in the year. That's talking about the pipeline.
SWIFT for Germany maybe to not support the SWIFT measures?
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly? Since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control.
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
All right. It's not only will we do it for you, but yes, we'll do it for you. we'll take care of that.
With the Biden guarantee.
Okay. So finally, Biden holding up on one of his promises, maybe. That's what I'm thinking. You know? He finally did something He said he was going to do. So I don't know. That makes you crazy. Didn't we get that Seymour Hersh piece out that everyone ignored, even though this dude has broken some massive stories throughout his career?
Well, now he's a complete conspiracy theorist.
Oh yeah,
write him off. Like, all these awards that he's won.
Like this time, Seymour Hersh becomes a wild conspiracy theorist. Even on Wikipedia,
far right propagandist.
He's listed as peddling out the conspiracies. I think they called him a conspiracy theorist when it came to the pipeline on his Wikipedia page.
He's a domestic terrorist.
But of course, he says that America took out the Nord Stream pipeline. All right. And that's not what the newest information we have says yet, although this slow drip of information, I think, eventually leads to the CIA did it. Like, that's what it eventually gets to. Like, stuff like this from the New York Times, where we got a headline from a few months ago. Intelligence suggests pro-Ukrainian group sabotage pipelines. Oh, we have another one about the CIA also. But New York Times finally comes out and talks about this. Not naming Seymour Hersh or talking about him because he's blacklisted because he said something bad about Ukraine. Mm-hmm. You can't talk bad about Ukraine. That's one of the rules. Ukraine is denying involvement in the Nord Stream pipeline blast. Go ahead. Chuckle.
Ukraine has denied any involvement in September's attack on the Nord Stream pipelines, which were built to carry Russian natural gas to Germany. The denial follows a report from the New York Times, which cites anonymous U.S. intelligence officials who suggest a pro-Ukrainian group was to blame. That's not Ukraine. It's pro-Ukrainian group, which is everyone in the world, of course. So, Podolyak, an advisor to the Ukrainian president, said Ukraine was absolutely not involved. And you should send tanks.
You need tanks, for sure.
I added that part.
Did I mention the tanks yet, sir?
We weren't involved.
No,
you can send us tanks.
We need tanks.
Moscow questioned how the U.S. could make assumptions without an investigation. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov called the report a coordinated. Why did they hyphenate?
I don't know why it's hyphenated. It's hyphenated.
It's hyphenated.
Yeah.
They called the report a coordinated fake news media campaign and told the state news agency RIA Novosti, those who attacked the pipeline clearly want to divert attention and request tanks.
Yeah, they need more money. Did we mention they need more money? Yeah. Nice theory here in the group, though. One, something we haven't considered in the past that T-Dub said, has anyone suggested that maybe the pipelines blew themselves up? They had been talking about feeling down beforehand.
Yeah.
And I looked, and they had never used our betterhelp.com/GML URL before that.
Yeah.
You know, so there is a chance, I guess.
Well, we didn't pass a law to keep assault rifles out of the pipeline's hands.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So they could have,
You hear about pipelines blowing up, but in the figures they don't show you is that 50% of the pipeline explosions are self-inflicted.
Yeah.
So it's good to consider that, too. All right, let's see what else. Okay, and then we got this Washington Post exclusive over the weekend. No, sorry. This is a previous one. U.S. had intelligence of detailed Ukrainian plan to attack Nord Stream pipeline. This one was out back in June of 2023. Yes, the CIA learned last June that Ukraine might be saying yes to the CIA's plan to blow up the pipeline. No, sorry, that's not what the article says.
That's 4 months before
No, this was just 4 months ago that they said that. Ukrainian military officer coordinated Nord Stream pipeline attack. That's the newest thing that we got over the weekend. Ukrainian military officer coordinated the Nord Stream pipeline attack. Now, of course, they're going to say that Ukraine proper, the government, had nothing to do with this. This was some kind of rogue operative working outside the bounds of the government, and he was acting alone, and Zelensky had no knowledge of the plan whatsoever.
In fact, he's been arrested, probably.
He's arrested for something else. This guy might just be what you call a patsy, fall guy, because he's currently in jail for something else right now that actually did involve a covert operation that they say he did not have authorization to do and is currently going to trial for that.
This guy's just...
So it totally fits his alleged
M.O.
M.O.
Mm-hmm.
that he has. Yep, this is the guy. Now this guy
says...
That's
his modus operandi.
This guy says he's not the guy that did it. But he did do the other thing. He's in jail for it. He didn't do this thing.
Mm.
Okay. So we'll see. He could just be a fall guy right now.
Yeah.
Some stuff from the article. A senior Ukrainian military officer with deep ties to the country's intelligence services played a central role in the bombing of the Nord Stream gas pipelines last year, according to officials in Ukraine and elsewhere in Europe, as well as other people knowledgeable about the details of the covert operation. Now that the guy's going to trial for this covert thing, now officials in Ukraine are saying that this is the guy that blew up the pipeline.
Mm-hmm. See, they waterboarded him, and then like, yeah, it was me.
The officer's role provides the most direct evidence to date tying Ukraine's military and security leadership to a controversial act of sabotage that has spawned, it was terrorism beforehand, but now he's a sabotage guy, that has spawned multiple criminal investigations, and the U.S. and Western officials have called a dangerous act on Europe's energy infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like seriously dangerous, like millions of people are getting gas from this pipeline.
And still send tanks, though.
They need tanks in the fine print down here. Roman Chervinsky, a decorated 48-year-old colonel who served... Colonel is spelled so different. So stupid.
Who did that?
You know, whoever came up with the way to spell the word colonel.
Is it the Brits?
I don't... Yeah. Third. That's dumb. That's really dumb. There is no freaking R in the word, you know? Or we're just saying it wrong. Who's wrong here? Us or the Brits? It's probably the Brits. Who served in Ukraine Special Operations Forces was the coordinator of the Nord Stream operation. People familiar with his role said, managing logistics and support for a six-person team that rented a sailboat under false identities and used deep-sea diving equipment to place explosive charges on the gas pipelines. Coming right up, we're going to talk more about the Nord Stream pipeline sabotage / bombing. Definitely Ukraine that did it. Is anyone going to end up caring? And we're also going to talk about the QAnon shaman potentially running for Congress in Arizona as a libertarian. All that coming right up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. and China are set to reach an agreement addressing the flow of fentanyl. President Biden is expected to announce the deal during his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco on Wednesday. But Republican Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt told Fox Business he doesn't believe the deal will work.
It's not like this is going to stop the flow. I don't believe China that they're going to crack down.
The House has passed a stopgap bill that will prevent a government shutdown. Earlier today, the House voted in favor of a Republican plan to fund some departments until mid-January and the rest through early February at current spending levels. The bill now heads to the Senate. Chuck Schumer said he would pass the legislation as soon as possible. Unionized Starbucks workers are organizing their most significant strike to date, pressing the company to reach an agreement on concerns related to staffing and scheduling. Dave Collins, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Chaebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
All right, this is Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. We've been talking about Ukraine blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline and the six-person team that helped do it. Now, this six-person team renting a boat under false identity starts to line up kind of with Seymour Hersh's version of events here.
No.
Okay. On September 26, 2022, three explosions caused massive leaks on the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines, which run from Russia to Germany under the Baltic Sea. The attack left only one of the four gas links in the network intact. As winter approached, Chervinsky did not act alone, and he did not plan the operation. According to the people familiar with his role, which has not been previously reported, the officer took orders from more senior Ukrainian officials, who ultimately reported to General Valery Zeluzny, Ukraine's highest-ranking military officer, said people familiar with how the operation was carried out. Who were these people?
You know, I don't know.
Probably the CIA. They spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive details about the bombing, which has strained diplomatic relations with Ukraine and drawn objections from U.S. officials. Ukraine has launched many daring and secretive operations against Russian forces, but the Nord Stream attack targeted civilian infrastructure built to provide energy to millions of people in Europe, while Gazprom, the Russia state-owned gas conglomerate, owns 51% of Nord Stream. Western energy companies, including from Germany, France, and the Netherlands, are partners and invested billions in the project. Ukraine had long complained that Nord Stream would allow Russia to bypass Ukrainian pipes. depriving Kyiv of huge transit revenue because they need tanks. Through his attorney, Chervinsky denied any role in the sabotage, and he said that the speculations about his involvement are Russian propaganda. Okay, so any speculation about his involvement is Russian propaganda. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 22, Chervinsky had been serving in a unit of Ukraine's Special Operations Forces and was focused on resistance activity in the areas of the country occupied by Russia. Now, we get into whether or not Zelensky had anything to do with this. Why is this important? I don't know, because we're giving these people billions of dollars and they attacked Germany and Europe's pipeline. And maybe we should be considering whether or not that's an act of war. We shouldn't be considering it. But I wonder if people in Europe should be considering whether or not, if any other time before this whole Russia-Ukraine thing happened and everyone had to pick a side and put the flag on their profile, you know, and talk about democracy and how Ukraine's about, before they had to pick this side, if Ukraine just up and bombed Germany's pipeline, Europe's pipeline, I feel like that's an act of war. You know,
but I mean, now you're threatening millions of citizens.
But now we're like, should we give them the tanks? I don't know. Maybe we'll still give them the tanks.
Yeah,
we'll see. Chervinsky's participation in the Nord Stream bombing contradicts Zelensky's public denials about his country, that his country was involved. Quote, I am president and I give orders accordingly, Zelensky says in the press interview. He said it wasn't them. Okay. But the Nord Stream operation was designed to keep Zelensky out of the loop, people familiar with the operation said.
Of course.
Can you just do this all the time? Like, why don't our presidents just always do this? Anytime our military does something people don't like, you know, like Obama bombs a wedding.
And imagine, you know, I can just see Biden in the boardroom being like, la, 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 I can't hear you,
well,
you la,
la, say, la, la, la. You could probably say, you know, with certainty that Biden doesn't know what's going on.
No idea.
You know, he didn't even have to be doing that. We're like, yeah, we're pretty sure he wasn't there that day. Mm. And he could have been sitting in the chair the whole time.
Hey, here's some news from Dan, by the way, from the live group. Lieutenant and Colonel both are French.
Oh, that makes sense.
It makes total sense.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense.
Idiots.
That's what it is. The R comes from them sounding like a dog with peanut butter in the roof of their mouth.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. All of those involved in planning and execution reported directly to Chief of Defense Zeluzny.
Not Zelensky.
So Zelensky wouldn't have known about it, according to intelligence reporting obtained by the CIA that was allegedly shared by Jack Teixeira, a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard, on the Discord chat platform. Yes, that guy. Officials in multiple countries have said privately that they were confident that Zelensky didn't personally approve the Nord Stream attack.
He probably was like, no, don't do it. He was in there being like, I don't want you to do that.
They're like, no. I don't want you to bomb that pipeline.
No, don't.
And the general's like, yeah, I got you.
I got you. Yeah.
Say it louder.
Yeah. Go home and call your sister.
Yeah. But you make Zelensky a phone call around 2 p.m. on the 26th, okay? Talking about how much you don't want to bomb the Nord Stream pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you would never approve of something like that. I got you. Yeah, I got you. No, I know.
Now, while...
No, I'm not going to do it, but yeah, I got you.
Let me see. Later in the article, they talk about how the CIA had learned of the attack previous, you know, 3 months, I think.
That's beforehand. What I was saying, in June, prior to
the attack, they had learned about it, and they thought that they had stopped it, because the CIA learned about it, and they're like, oh, you shouldn't do that, you know, shouldn't do that. And they thought it had been stopped, and then it happens. Now, what's weird is that the CIA knew that Ukraine wanted to blow up the Nord Stream, and then when the Nord Stream was blown up, they weren't like, oh, yeah, that was Ukraine. Like, we knew that they were going to do this, and we thought we had stopped them. They were like, oh, yeah, we think maybe Russia had something to do with this. You know, they still try to spin it while they're burning their faxes and stuff like that. But
imagine that.
Jack Teixeira released some stuff on Discord, and all of a sudden we get to find out about some of these things, I guess. I don't know, man. It's just it's kind of weird that this isn't being talked about like it was an act of military aggression, but I guess all you have to say is that the comedy actor at the very top in Ukraine, the guy who's the president right now, since he didn't know about it, then this was not an act of aggression by Ukraine. This was not an act of war where you attack a pipeline supplying natural gas to millions of people in the dead of winter, you know, and everything's just fine. We're still talking about whether or not we're going to give them more money
and tanks.
We're not talking about war crimes for anyone because all they got to say is, well, our dumb president didn't know anything about it. So therefore, just give us all your money. That's totally fine.
He was on the phone with Biden at the time.
Yeah.
He had no idea.
So the other thing is, I get kind of, I don't get upset. First off, it's kind of a white pill to be so right before so many other people are proven to be so wrong, you know, so that's nice. But two, I'm so sick of people calling people conspiracy theorists. And the only thing that can, the thing that gets you labeled a conspiracy theorist is if you go against whatever the regime is saying at that time, whatever the mainstream media is saying, whatever the military industrial complex is saying, or whatever the U.S.
whatever the official word
whatever
is.
The official word is, if you go against that, you're a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. And then you find
not
out
only, not just going against it, if you question it,
mm-hmm.
That's the biggest problem with this, is it, questioning.
It wasn't that hard. Like, who benefits the most from this pipeline getting blown up? It's Ukraine. It's not Russia. It's not Germany. It's Ukraine, or maybe the U.S., if the U.S. Was involved with it as well. But definitely Ukraine is the one who benefits. And then, you know, later
I
on...
I like how the CIA found out about this plan. You mean the CIA was found out giving Ukraine this plan?
Found out.
Mm-hmm. That's probably what it is.
That's probably them getting ahead of the story.
But, of course, right, that's me just being a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who am I to question whether or not our American government was involved? But I like how they say here they thought the attack had been called off, but it turned out only to have been postponed to 3 months later using a different point of departure than originally planned. That's how they didn't know about it.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
The key elements of the plan included the number of people on the bombing team, as well as the use of a rented boat, diving equipment, and fake identities. All the same.
But they left from a different place, so there's no way this is the same plan that we have drawn out with them. It's probably Russia.
Yeah.
That did it. Yeah.
Russia got the plan from Ukraine and was like, we're going to do this instead. Which would be a great idea, by the way. Then you could blame Ukraine.
Yeah.
If you found the plans.
Well, the only way it would have worked out for if Russia were to have been the people that did it is if they would have been framing Ukraine for doing it. But the problem is that doesn't make any sense because they're probably smart enough to know that no one cares if it was Ukraine. Basically, the investigation was to find out whether or not it was Ukraine. And we're like, yeah, it was Ukraine. And they're like, okay, well, now we know.
It wasn't Russia.
Well, it wasn't Russia, so let's give Ukraine some tanks and some F-16s. Everything will be fine.
Yep. And the earth is round.
I'm just sick of people taking all the mainstream and the official narrative so seriously and then calling you names when you question it. How many times do they have to be so wrong about things before it, for normal people, I know like people in our circle, it's fine to question stuff, you know? I made a joke earlier about them finding a Russian guy's passport next to the explosion. That was a 9/11 reference, okay? You can question things. I'm not questioning the whole thing about 9/11. I'm just saying, did they really find the hijacker's passport in the rubble? Okay? The fire was so hot, it melted steel.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm just saying, finding the guy's passport, that's some luck. That's some luck on a day where there was no luck.
And we don't know whether they found it or not.
Sure, they could have found it.
It's possible.
But I want that guy investigating this thing right here. Whoever it was who found that passport, I want him on a plane today to Ukraine to figure this whole thing out. All right?
And then on a sailboat. Diving equipment is where I want him. Under a different identity.
Now we ruined all of our credibility by questioning official 9/11 narratives. You know?
Yeah.
You can't do that. Mm-hmm. You just can't do it.
You want to talk about gay frogs next?
Sure. Sure. We'll have RFK on here and tell us about the gay frogs.
The water, the fluoride in the water is making the frogs gay.
It wasn't the fluoride. It was Atrazine.
See how close I pay attention.
Atrazine, yeah. I think that's what it was.
You know, the fluoride's making you sick, though. I mean,
oh, I'm sure.
In fact, fluoride feeds the parasites, and that's why they don't want you taking ivermectin.
Yeah, but just think about what it does for your teeth.
To clear out, they don't want you taking ivermectin because they don't want you to clear out the parasites that are keeping you controlled.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
That's what it is. That's why...
I like that one. You almost hooked me just then.
That's why ivermectin's a horse tranquilizer.
Yeah, but you can control horses.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, well.
Okay, in the other news, before we get out of here real fast. Okay.
Oh, I just said a naughty word.
Oh, you said Schmeimer-Schmechtin.
I did.
A couple times.
And now you can't even put this on YouTube.
I think you can mention that ivermectin exists these days on YouTube.
Oh, you can?
Mm-hmm.
And that is for
you
horses.
Can say the words and that it is recommended for horses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not recommending it to anyone unless you have horses.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Man, daylight savings time just happened.
It did.
I got to tell you, I hate it.
The reason
I hate it is because it gets dark. And darkness leads to being sad.
It can. It really can.
It can.
We're coming up on the holidays, too, and that's a time of the year that people get really sad as well. You're dealing with your families and stuff like that. A lot of scheduling things that happen. I get super stressed out about all the scheduling. So what do you have issues with that?
Then it doesn't last long enough.
Yeah.
Because, like, the holidays can be really fun. But to me, it's really about the sun.
That's really what it is.
It gets dark, mm-hmm. and then I get dark.
But doing therapy, by the way, could be kind of a bright spot. Charlie, I know that you do some therapy with your BetterHelp guy every now and then, and that can kind of be a little ray of sunshine.
It's actually amazing.
You're missing that. Yeah?
Yeah. I love BetterHelp. It's one of my favorite things to look forward to through the week.
Has it actually helped?
Yeah, a lot.
I know.
As one of my friends, you know what's happened this past year. So
I've done therapy too, by the way, not with BetterHelp, but I've done therapy and it helps. So, I mean, I know some people are reluctant to do that and maybe it could be tough to talk about things, but trust me, you're not going to regret it. You'll be happy that you did it. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML.
Here's a random thing. We'll have to cover the rest of the things from the weekend. I'm interested in why this is actually happening. And this dude is running as a libertarian. His name is Jacob Chansley, otherwise known as QAnon Shaman.
Or Shaman. Yeah,
Shaman, I know. Yeah. I just like saying QAnon Shaman. Like it's all one word. The QAnon Shaman, you know, the guy with the horns.
Oh, yeah.
That guy. The one that peacefully and patriotically made his way into the chambers.
Is he the one who defecated on Deborah's desk?
No, that was a different guy.
What does he have coming out of his arm? That looks like a...
I'm not sure what's
going on with that.
Hmm.
It's definitely photoshopped.
Anyway, he is running for Congress as a libertarian in the 2024 election. Now, we could have a nuanced, annoying conversation about whether or not he's a real libertarian. I don't know. I mean, he made it all the way in there carrying an American flag, wearing horns. That seems pretty libertarian. That's about as close as you can get to Mel Gibson and the Patriot as I've seen, you know. But he was there, you know, protesting a stolen election for Donald Trump. That's a little bit less libertarian, if you ask me, but whatever.
Honestly, it looks like he's protesting, you know, America stealing land from his ancestors.
He does.
Honestly.
I'm watching a new show on AMC right now called Dark Winds, and it's like everyone's Native American in it, basically. It's like all the main characters in the show. And they're just always complaining about this stolen land thing.
Hmm.
Always. And I'm like, still? Are we still doing this? Gee, are we freaking Palestinians or something like that? Come on, man. I'm sick of hearing...
They have a point.
So many generations down the line, you just need to go get a job.
So you
working
hate,
somewhere.
So you don't hate property. So you hate property rights then.
What I'm saying is we won. Get over it. Like what Dan just said, you lost the war. Okay. Get over it. You brought a bow and arrow to a gunfight and you lost. Okay. It's not surprising, but you lost. Assimilate into the population. Oh, you're so poor on the reservation. We got get a job somewhere, man. Go somewhere. You're
obviously,
a human being.
Your DNA wasn't good enough to fight smallpox. Really, we should blame the virus. I mean, smallpox virus.
There's two people, you know, one or two people should have control of these lands, okay? Either those who can fight smallpox off and those who can't, okay? And it's the one who could. That's the one who won.
But also, here's the thing. How much of it was their land? Because,
I mean,
it wasn't like they drew states.
Did we get the plans? Did they do survey beforehand?
Well, here's the thing, though. There were a bunch of different tribes that were at war with each other all the time.
I went to aerial photos of the land before this all was taken. I think you're right about that.
Mm.
It wasn't like all. Can you really call all the land? Come on. Come on, man. Not without a contract. This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure it is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and the network is protected from 51% attacks by their chain locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering the Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. And a big thanks to DashDAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash.org. What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
Jacob Chansley, who rose to notoriety as the QAnon shaman. Following J6 U.S. Capitol riot, plans to run for Congress as a libertarian. He became the face of the attack because of his really cool outfit that he wore. Filed paperwork on Thursday declaring his interest in running as a candidate in Arizona's 8th Congressional District. Can't talk today, all right? He was sentenced to 41 months in federal prison after pleading guilty. He was let out after Tucker Carlson did that special after they got all the January 6th footage.
Really?
Yeah. The footage showed that he literally just had a Capitol Police escort.
That's right.
He just walked with him, and they're like, hey, man, what's going on? And the guy's like, cool outfit, bro. You want to come in here and walk around? And he's like, yeah. So he just carries his thing in there. You know, they're talking about the weather and football.
Well,
and
it's probably because the police were scared out of their minds.
Yeah.
That a terrorist, they were walking with a terrorist.
He goes up there, they take some pictures and stuff, and basically you got the footage of that, and was he scheduled to be released due to time served? Okay. Oh, just timing with the Tucker tape. See, I thought that it was an early release and it had something to do with that, but my bad. My bad on that. I didn't realize he got time served. Almost had some fake news, but luckily we're live with the Fed Haters Club and they can give us this information.
It's interesting that he can't vote. So yeah. Arizona law prohibits people convicted of felonies from voting until they have completed their sentence and had their civil rights restored. However, the U.S. Constitution does not bar convicted felons from holding federal office.
Now, that's interesting. Here's the other reason I'm super interested in this. This is the real reason I wanted to talk about it. There are court cases going around in the United States right now. Now, I believe it was Minnesota dismissed one of them, but people are trying to use the 14th Amendment, which Section 3, I believe, says that you can't hold public office if you engage in an insurrection against the United States. And people are trying to use the 14th Amendment to take Trump off the ballot in specific states. I think Nevada is still trying to decide on this. What's interesting to me is this is a guy who actually went to prison, kind of, for engaging in an insurrection against the United States. It was a riot, you know, and he went where he wasn't illegally allowed to go, so it just depends on what you want to call it. And so what I'm interested in is if this ends up going to court, and if they say, well, it wasn't an insurrection, like, you know, it was a riot. No, but it wasn't an insurrection. And then that just kind of...
I mean, this guy walked around with Capitol Police.
What I want to know is this guy just trying to help Trump get out of some trouble right now? Because if they're going to say he wasn't engaged in an insurrection against the United States and let him run for office, well, then they're not going to say Trump was engaged in an insurrection against the United States.
But he was engaged in election fraud.
Or what? Yeah, whatever they want.
That's what they're going
to
get him on.
Yeah, he was trying to steal an election. Mm-hmm. But the insurrection clause is the one that's in the 14th Amendment that they're trying to get him knocked off the ballot for. So I'm wondering if this is going to kind of help Trump legally with some of those.
So even those if he questions. Does go to prison, then he'll still win the presidency.
Good. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, the polling shows it going down, but I don't.
You mean Trump winning the presidency? No, he's not going to win it from prison.
From jail.
The polling flips, which is dumb to me. Like on the like what we talked about last week or the week before Trump winning in all those polls. And then when they asked them, yeah, but what if he gets convicted of one of these crimes? And then all of a sudden the polls flip and Biden's winning all of those states. I'm like, really? The people who said they were going to vote for Trump, like, haven't made up their mind on what they think about these crimes that he's accused of right now, that they're going to completely flip if he gets convicted of one of these things.
Also, they don't think it's cool that you're going to have a president in prison.
That'd be pretty, I mean, that's where most of them belong anyway, so it's fitting.
You don't think it's cool that...
That'd be cool. Bailey says Tiger King is going to win.
Also, if he becomes president, does he still get Secret Service in prison? I mean, how does that work?
I'm not sure. Does that mean that they have to go to prison? Technically, they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think a president would actually go to prison, or would he be, like, under house arrest?
Probably house arrest.
Like, can't leave Mar-a-Lago. Yeah.
Can't leave the White House. He's stuck there.
You're a flight risk.
Yeah. Stay at the White House.
Oh, God.
All right, folks. Coming up, we're going to be doing Dumb Bleep of the Week. If you don't know what Dumb Bleep of the Week is, that is everyone's favorite part of the show. That's everyone's favorite episode every week on our daily podcast called Good Morning Liberty. You can get to that podcast by going to BernieLives.com on your browser or by going to GoodMorningLiberty.us. Finding it on our brand spanking new website, or you can search Good Morning Liberty in your favorite podcast app. How can you get one of your submissions on the air? Well, you can tweet us or X us or whatever, or you can join the Fed Haters Club at joingml.com and put it in the Dumb Bleep of the Week submissions channel. So maybe you can win. We'll be right back.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.